I had been leaning towards Newt for some time because in my present line of work, which is kind of working on counterintelligence issues at a place called the Center for Security Policy and concentrating on jihadist movements in the Middle East and elsewhere, Newt is clearly the only guy who fully understands how dangerous this world is right now and has, I believe, a strategic plan to do something about it, which is to essentially reverse course from the, I think, kind of pathetic accommodations that have been made by the Obama administration, but even, I have to say, by the Bush administration prior, and will reassert, I think, American dominance in that area. And I really feel as though this is a time when we need somebody who understands strategically how national security for this country is supposed to work. So that was really one. I mean, I had been, because of my own background, on board in terms of the economic policies for the most part. But it was really national security, one. And then two, I got more than a little upset at the number of Republicans sitting and former members that felt compelled to get up and talk about how Newt was not a leader. Most of these guys followed Newt loyally in the late 90s, and almost everybody who worked with Newt Gingrich, myself included, had innings with him. He was not necessarily the toughest, the easiest guy in the world to get along with, but that's because he was very committed to things he believed in. And I don't know, you've been covering politicians for quite some time. Have you ever met one that wasn't, to some degree, self-centered, that wasn't looking over your shoulder to see who was walking into the room? I mean, come on, that's endemic to the genre. So I, as far as I'm concerned, all you have to do to question Newt Gingrich's leadership is look at the 4 years he was the Speaker of the House and look at how the country changed. Welfare reform, balanced budgets, telecom policy that essentially ushered in the cellular revolution, and then a few trade agreements that, unless I'm very much mistaken, helped a lot of Iowa farmers. So I would rather have a difficult personality as a capable leader than an accommodating, hail fellow, well-met guy who didn't know what he was doing. And Newt's one of those guys that really knows what he's doing.